You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
Do you believe the COVID vax mandates are a scientific fraud? Are you tired of the COVID agenda that has hurt so many people? People lost their jobs, lost loved ones, and lost their very own lives because of this narrative. We are fed up as well. This deadly agenda is actually much worse than our minds can comprehend. In fact, recently the CDC quietly confirmed at least 118,000 children and young adults have died suddenly in the USA since the rollout of the COVID vaccines. And thousands of young and healthy athletes died days, if not hours, after taking this shot who had no previous health conditions. Dr. Richard Urso is a scientist, ophthalmologist, sole inventor of an FDA-approved wound healing drug, and the former director of Orbital Oncology at MD Anderson Cancer Center. He believes we cannot use a one-size-fits-all approach to fighting COVID. He is the co-founder of the International Alliance of Physicians and Medical Scientists, and he organizes global COVID summit events. He is a drug design and treatment specialist and has written numerous articles and abstracts relating to a variety of topics in the field of ophthalmology. I'm Tina Griffin, host of the Counterculture Mom Show, and our theme this week is Died Suddenly. Why is this happening in America and around the globe, and what can we do about it? And to answer these critical questions, I'm with Dr. Richard Urso, scientist and ophthalmologist. Dr. Urso, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the introduction. Yeah, I've done 11 years in a lab. Looked at a lot of different products and invented solely a wound healing drug for diabetic wounds. Big background in oncology and inflammation.
Well, I tell you what, in your pastime and in your, when you have some fun time here, which can't be much, you and your wife, Stacy, are heavily involved with the West University Softball Associates and Little League, and you're busy parenting your six kids. How do you manage all of that?
Thank God that I have a better half, right? So
that is just amazing. Well, thank you for keeping all of us alive here in America and our children because of the truth teller that you are in the front of the battle lines. Can you tell us why COVID vax mandates are a scientific fraud?
So, I always tell them it's not about civil liberties, so it's not a civil liberties issue. It's a bad medicine issue. They actually, in each of these studies, they never, in any of the studies at Pfizer or Moderna or any of the studies, Janssen or J&J, they never included a single patient with natural immunity. And that was on purpose because they knew that if a person already had natural immunity, they may have a very vigorous, what we call hyperimmune response to this vaccination. And they were going to make a ton of foreign protein and their bodies were already geared up to fight this foreign protein. And they were worried about hyperimmune responses, which means some of these patients might die, particularly children, which have very vigorous immune responses. So they went out of their way to avoid this on purpose. So any vaccine mandate was historically bound to have bad results for a variety of reasons, but primarily in this case for bad medical reasons. But sure, civil liberties are an issue, but that's not my area of expertise. A mandate in this case was bad medicine because 80% of the Americans already, or maybe even more now, have already had the virus. It's insane to go back and try to vaccinate somebody who's already immune.
Amen to that. Unbelievable. Okay, Dr. Fauci, we didn't address him yet in this series, but I think he has to come up and we have to talk about him. I've been doing research on him for about 30 years. We have the AIDS virus. Don't even get me started with this evil man. We have to pray for his soul. So through the research I've done and everything that you know, which is even way more so than what I've done research on this guy, just the fact that his name is attached to this whole entire disaster is all I needed to know that this is an absolute corrupt plot for mass genocide. There's a short little video you just shared on your Twitter feed. Everybody, you have to check out Dr. Urso's Twitter feed. Dr. Urso, U-R-S-O, check it out. You have a eye-opening, jaw-dropping video of Dr. Fauci of how hypocritical he's been just for the last 2 or 3 years. We're going to share a short clip and then come back to discuss.
And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases. but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
I don't know how many times I can say it, Madam Chair. We did not fund gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Anyway, so let me just go on about NIH lifts funding pause on gain-of-function research that might be anticipated to create, transfer, or use enhanced potential pandemic pathogens. I don't think this is going to be foolproof. Things are going to slip through.
If it may have been a lab, may have been Nature, we're supposed to look forward, then why did Dr. Fauci work so hard for just one of those theories?
I have to laugh at that, Neil. I mean, that's totally bizarre. First of all, I wasn't leaning totally strongly one way or the other. I've always kept an open mind.
As you know, there's a sort of urban legend that there's a biological warfare center in Wuhan and that the coronavirus escaped from that. Did you have any sense of where it probably came from?
I think ultimately we know that these things come from an animal reservoir. I've heard these conspiracy theories, and like all conspiracy theories, Newt, they're just conspiracy theories.
I wasn't leaning totally strongly one way or the other.
There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
Should you be wearing two masks or one mask? I often myself wear two masks. Can we make a general recommendation that doesn't have scientific basis yet? No.
Please wear a mask.
The chances of my getting infected in an indoor setting is extremely low. And that's the reason why in indoor settings now, I feel comfortable about not wearing a mask because I'm fully vaccinated.
When you're in a congregate indoor setting, wear a mask.
I didn't recommend locking anything down.
I went with Dr. Birx into the president and said, 15 days are not enough. We need to go 30 days. Obviously, there were people who had a problem with that because of the potential secondary effects. Nonetheless, at that time, the president went with the health recommendations, and we extended it another 30 days.
So the worst possible thing you could do is vaccinate somebody to prevent infection and actually make them worse.
This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse.
Well, the latter part of what you just said is untrue. You don't get worse results from vaccinating.
Dr. Urso, what do you think about what we just saw with Dr. Fauci all over the place?
So when you talk about a guy like this, this is a guy who's been in science research for a long time. So he is privy to all the inside information. He knows all the little things like asymptomatic people have never driven a pandemic. He knows that masks don't work. I mean, I would love to be able to tell people masks work. Do you think that's a nice thing to be able to say? I'd love to be able to say, hey, put a mask on. We're going to get over this thing in no time. I always tell people they work a lot like bathing suits keep pee out of a pool. You know, they were about the same effect. They're wow. Literally almost the same effect as a bathing suit keeping pee out of a pool. It's not going to happen. And there's various reasons. N95, there's 14 trials. Not a single trial has shown N95 surgical masks or regular masks are going to prevent viral infections in the community and in healthcare settings. So both of these settings have been tracked for major randomized controlled trials, and they do not work in these settings. Now, there are masks that work. They're called R99, R100, and PAPRs and hazmat suits. They work. They can use filters that actually will be small enough to keep viruses from getting through. They're not easy. They're not comfortable. They have to be really tight fitting, and they do work. But N95, I'll give you an example. N stands for non-oil resistant. This is an oil capsule virus, just like influenza has an oil capsule on it. It goes right through the size of the holes there, and they're not going to stick to water droplets because oil doesn't stick to water. Everybody knows that. So it's not an oil droplet thing. It's aerosolized, and it goes right through the mask. And the studies have shown no effect of masking. And he's out there telling people to do it and wear two and three masks. It's absurd.
He's held
one lie after the other. And it's funny because I look back just last night, I was looking through one of my first videos on C-SPAN. And I remember saying, I said on C-SPAN, I think it was June of 2020, hey, they need a better messenger. He's messaging fear. And he never messaged anything but fear. all the time. It was always fear, fear, fear. And this was, it was at his feet that a million people died, all right? His policies led to the deaths of millions of people. The biggest absurdity for Anthony Fauci is to say there was no treatment. And this is one of the things I have a real pet peeve about. It's like saying there's no treatment for hypertension. We don't cure hypertension, right? But we mitigate the damage and we prevent the strokes and the congestive heart failure by treating the high blood pressure, right? And by that, we mitigate damage. We could have mitigated the damage from the inflammation, from the respiratory demise, from the blood clotting with outpatient medications and saved almost every patient. Brian Tyson saved every single patient that he treated within the first week, and it's almost 10,000 patients. So had we treated patients early, we would not have had a million people die. And it's at his feet that this happened.
I completely agree. And while we're on that subject, all of the, not just vax mandates, but the people that did get the jab, now we have people getting booster shots and you have triple jab people that are out there that are literally dropping. Sometimes one doctor on this program, this series, talked about the fact within 90 seconds later, it's insane. It could take over that fast. Why do you believe the triple jabbed are most at risk?
So, like I said, these are some of these quick ones are hyperimmune responses. And what we're seeing here in England, for instance, 94% of the deaths are in the triple jab. There's several reasons for it. One big reason is the lipid nanoparticle actually wipes out white blood cells. What this means is that your natural killer cells, your cytotoxic T cells, are not performing at their highest level. So antibodies are more on the left-handed side of the immune system. Your major part of your Pac-Man, your major part of your immune system are your white blood cells, your cellular immune response, the natural killer cells, the macrophages, the cytotoxic T cells. These are a big part of immune resistance, and these are getting wiped out. We're seeing in animal models, lipid nanoparticle wipes out and causes neutropenia or a decrease in white blood cell counts, all right? That's number one. Number two, what we're seeing is that these triple jabbed are now getting an IgG4 class switch. What this means is they're no longer making neutralizing antibodies. So even if the antibodies could neutralize at one point in time, right? Let's be the devil's advocate for a minute and say that maybe they did neutralize in some sense in the first and second. By the third time around, you're getting a massive change over to a switch called the IgG4 class switch. They're tolerating antibodies. So I tell people, it's like you're able to put the key in the ignition, but you can't turn the car on. And now because the key is in the ignition, you can't put the right key in. So they actually are a tolerating antibody. There's some really good papers on this now. And what they do is they act a little bit like somebody who went in for bee venom and went and saw their allergist. And what you do is you give little tiny bits, and eventually you don't make a big immune response to this, let's say, bee venom. And in this case, your body doesn't fight and neutralize the virus. This means the virus thrives in these triple jab. So there's a reason why they're dying. And I just mentioned several of them. There's also something called antibody-dependent enhancement, which also leads to some of the issues that we're seeing here, which actually is very similar to the tolerating antibody. It doesn't allow the neutralization. It actually enhances the infection.
Unbelievable. Have you seen firsthand any patients that have died within days, hours, even weeks after getting a first, second, or third jab?
So, yes, I have. But what I've seen even worse than that is I've seen the strokes and things that have come up from these cases. And I have, in 1 6-week period, I had a 9, a 10, a 17, 20, 22, 24, 27, 32, 35, and 38-year-old. Have massive strokes, and I've never seen that. I actually did some work with the stroke team, with the top stroke team here in Houston, for about 12 years. We, you know, have anywhere from 5 to 14 strokes a day coming through, and I've never seen that kind of in a whole year. We wouldn't see that at a whole age group come in, not even in maybe 2 years.
Unbelievable. Everybody watching right now, please share this with the masses. Resource links for articles, supporting documents, evidence, video footage, you name it, will be surrounding this episode. Just go to counterculturemom.com, click on this episode, share it, and then go to the resource page, attach this episode surrounding this video so you can get more insight on this. We will have solutions for you and your children right after this short commercial break.
I don't know if you've noticed or not, but us dogs are naked all the time. And no one cares. I mean, get a load of this animal. But my humans hate when they see nudity on TV. So they got VidAngel. Now they can skip all the kibbles and naughty bits when they stream their favorite movies and shows from Netflix, Amazon, and more. You can turn on filters for graphic violence, swears, along with sexual content like this. That doesn't bother us dogs, but you better believe my humans would filter out two people doing that. With VidAngel, my humans can enjoy so many more movies and TV shows together. It fixed all their entertainment needs. And that's not the only thing they fixed. So gather the family, pop some popcorn, and enjoy a movie night knowing the only naked thing you're gonna see is me. VidAngel. Watch more, worry less.
Get 2 weeks free with code Tina at VidAngel.com. That's T-I-N-A for 2 free weeks. VidAngel.
Hi, this is Kevin Sorbo, and I want to introduce you to Equipping the Persecuted and their important work in Nigeria. The mission of Equipping the Persecuted is, as the name states, to equip our brothers and sisters in any way that we can. People in Nigeria are suffering at the hand of terrorists for their faith in Jesus. Sadly, very little is being done to create a lasting solution. That's where we step in. Our goal is to protect, rebuild, and strengthen families in both body and spirit. We are prepared with the resources necessary to respond after an attack. We provide medical aid, food, and a team to pray and comfort victims. Our persecuted brothers and sisters need your help. Take action today with a monthly gift of $20 or more at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. Thank you for your time.
All right, who's not looking for health and wellness products today? To support you and your family's immune systems against whatever comes your direction, you have to check out Nature Reigns. The mission of Nature Reigns is to help people achieve the level of health they deserve. This is a family-owned, holistic health business that manufactures and sells herbal supplements. They believe that for optimal health and well-being, you should nourish your body with natural ingredients. I've personally used Nature Reigns, and their products absolutely work. And I use them to clean out my gut and get my body back on track. Just go to naturereigns.com and check out everything they have to offer. Some of the top-selling products include the featured collections of Focus and Natural Stress and Anxiety Relief, Advanced Metal Detox Bundle with Free Raindrops, and they also have a Nano Immune and Free Raindrops Mineral Concentrate and a customized supplement option for you as well. You can also subscribe to get their newsletter once again at NatureReigns, R-E-I-G-N-S.com. As an added bonus, Nature Reigns is giving our audience an extra 10% off your entire cart by using Tina10, no spaces, Tina10 at checkout to get 10% off your entire order. So if you're looking to enhance your health and well-being, Nature Reigns is here to help. Dr. Urso, during commercial break, we talked a little bit about this. There are a lot of public schools and even Christian schools, believe it or not, that are mandating that the kids have to have a shot in order to show up in the classroom. What are your thoughts about that? Because these parents don't know. They're just doing it because they think they want to protect their kids. Yet you're seeing how many kids are struggling and dying as a result.
Yeah, it's been awful. I'm going to give you some statistics. That's probably the best way to start. Just go with the stats.
Wow.
In the age group from 11 to 14 at the National Health Institute, NHS in England, from January through October, there were 52 times more deaths in the double vaccinated, 52 times more deaths in the vaccinated from ages 11 to 14. Mm. This is unprecedented. It's basically almost child abuse at this point, if you know this data.
Yeah.
So this is horrible. Like I told you, we had a normal 9 and 10 year old have a stroke here in Houston. A normal 13-year-old died really suddenly right after the vaccine. You know, we are seeing this, and it's horrible because these kids. Let me give you the numbers from 0 to 11. It's 0.1 per 100,000 infection fatality rate. So it's 1 in a million chance that a child from 0 to 11 would die from this disease. From 12 to 17, it's about 0.2 to 0.3, or 1 in 500,000 infection fatality rate, roughly. A little bit more for the boys and the girls. But at the end of the day, these kids are getting problems with myocarditis. Mm. And this is because of the lipid nanoparticle. So the virus has a hard time to get anywhere. The virus goes in the lungs and it pretty much stays there. But unfortunately, the vaccine is, it doesn't sequester in the arm. This is very important for parents to hear this. It does not stay in the arm. This is Pfizer's data. It's everybody's data, whoever worked with the lipid nanoparticle. It does not stay in the arm. 80% of it leaves, goes to the local lymph nodes, and then goes into other tissues like the brain, the bone marrow, the adrenals, the ovaries, massive amounts in the ovaries, the testes. For people who don't know, your children, the sperm counts are down 35% after one jab, and they recover to some extent, okay? And it's going into the ovaries. Of course, it's going to cause inflammation. That's the whole purpose of it, is to cause inflammation. It's going to, there's a lot of ACE2 receptors in the ovaries. It's going to bind. It's going to make, and it's going to, how long is, does anybody know how long it makes spike protein for? It makes it for 2 months or more. So it's not going in there for 2 hours. The FDA, they told us originally it was going to stay in the arm and it was going to make a few spike protein for a couple hours to a day. It's a complete lie.
Don't move, doctor. I know you got a lot of patients you're trying to save behind the scenes there. More from you on solutions and what to do to keep our kids safe right after a short word from our sponsors that make this possible.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3 and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
What was the last thing you put on your skin? Did you know that it entered your bloodstream in less than 30 seconds? Hi, I'm Deborah, and while recovering from cancer, I discovered that many ingredients in the most trusted skincare brands are toxic. So after a decade of research and development, my daughter and I created something that was safe for me to use and actually worked. We launched Givaderm, a skincare line that's pure enough for newborn babies, yet powerful enough for the manliest of men, and effective enough for women concerned about anything from breakouts to aging. Our one-of-a-kind line will nourish your skin with natural, organic, and non-GMO ingredients like turmeric, pineapple, exotic mushrooms, French green clay, saffron, and even raw honey. And all of our products are proudly made right here in the USA. Just go to Givaderm.com and enter discount code Tina at checkout to save 10% off your order. That's Tina for 10% off. The next time you put something on your skin, make sure you Givaderm.
Dr. Ursel, it is absolutely clear to me, and I know everybody watching this program today, share this once again with everybody you know, including people that might be working in the medical profession and currently might be deceived themselves or forced into something they don't want to do, that we want to run from this deadly biohazard weapon of a shot. I've been saying it since day one over here at the program and our whole team blasting it to the masses. What should we be doing to support our kids' health instead of this shot?
So if you got one shot, don't get two and so on. If you got two, don't get three. Because as I said, a lot of things happen as the more shots you get, you start wiping out your white blood cells and you start creating a class switch in the IgG. So it's real important to not keep getting any more of these. They're also seeing some issues with the bivalent vaccine where they're recombining inside of the actual vial and making very interesting compounds. So just, this is not a safe and effective vaccine. They actually, in the bivalent, they actually, they just come out with for a few months now. They only tested on 8 mice. It's almost absurd. I had MSNBC actually come out and kind of chastise me for talking about it. And I literally just talked about what they did. I didn't even say anything more. I didn't even add too much. I just told people, please don't be in a rush to get this vaccine. I kept the drama down.
I love what you're doing. And I have to tell you, just with a little bit of research I've done, just on your Twitter, I would rather be on your Twitter feed to get credible, updated information about my health than to walk into any kind of urgent care clinic or the hospital right here, Vanderbilt in Nashville, Tennessee. Hands down, go to Dr. Urso's Twitter feed. It is phenomenal. Thousands of followers, hundreds of thousands of followers, excellent video footage. I even saw that you had an article right here. Great food advice for those unhappy with their current state of well-being, just the well-being. Dr. Urso, you're going to be a hard guest to beat here and top. You're cream of the crop for us so far in the last 2 years of shooting these episodes. But if you out there know that you want a certain topic, a certain guest on our program, please email us at show@counterculturemom.com and we will get them in the mix. Dr. Urso, I'm putting you on speed dial right now on my phone. So if anything happens to myself, my husband, our four kids, you're going to be the first one that I call. Keep up the excellent, excellent work that you're doing.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.